I think this is breaking news as of 43 minutes ago.
Okay.
Lakers' D'Angelo Russell has decided to opt out of his player option valued at $18.7 million and become a free agent this summer, as reported by Brian Windhorst.
Makes sense.
Yep.
His best chance, because despite last night's performance, which was awful.
Terrible.
He's had a very good year.
Yeah.
And I think he will. Somebody will pay him.
Yes.
I don't know if it'll be us, but somebody will pay him. This is the hardest part about my job, because the guys I'm closest to on the team are Russell and Austin Reeves.
Right.
Those guys golf with us. They're good dudes. Whenever we need anything, we go to them. They're great guys. But that doesn't mean that I'm not fully aware that they can be great guys and not be perfect fits.
Oh, sure.
I'll be very anxious to see if the Lakers attempt to re-sign D'Lo. In other words, maybe he's not ideal to when you play the Nuggets, but he's been pretty good against everybody else. Would you even go down that road? Would you even explore a deal with D'Lo? If he would take less money, if he would, like what's he?
If
making?
He opted,
he's
in,
making $18 million.
Right.
Would you offer him 3 years, 45?
No, no,
with
no,
a team
no.
option in the third year. $15 million is pretty low.
Yeah, I
you
don't,
just let him walk.
Yeah,
I would do that.
You do 3 years, 45.
Three years, 45.
That's very affordable.
Yeah, 15 for a guy that shoots 42% from three. Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Now I think he thinks he's going to get more. I know Klay Thompson is a free agent, and the Warriors already offered him 24 for two, $48 million for 2 years. Is he going to get more than that on the open market?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
So, I mean, I think all these deals, like, I like D'Lo, so I want to see him get paid, but I don't know if there's a bigger deal out there for him. We'll see.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Let's go to Ethan in L.A. Ethan, good afternoon. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Ethan.
Hey, what's up? I got a quick coaching suggestion. You know, everybody wants to get rid of Darvin Ham today, right?
Yes. Everybody but John.
I'm okay getting rid of him, but I just don't want you guys coming back to me in 2 years saying get rid of this guy too. Go ahead, though, Ethan.
I think I have a guy that AD and LeBron might like. He doesn't have a lot of coaching experience. But what do you guys think about Rajon Rondo as a coach?
I got to tell you, Ethan, I love that idea. Now
he's an assistant right now, isn't he?
He's not. He's had some legal trouble. But I don't think it's anything we couldn't get past. That guy is a genius. Rondo sees things that nobody else sees.
Yeah, he's always been described as a savant.
Yeah. I wish I could tell you I hated that idea, but I hate nothing about it, Ethan. I think it's a really good idea. Really good.
I think it could work. And one more point. I know Greg said something about LeBron's always tired in the third quarter.
Yeah.
The reason why he's tired is because he's always carrying these bums. He's carrying Hachimura. He's carrying Prince. And don't get me started on Dinwiddie. He doesn't even like to shoot.
Well, so here's the weird thing about Dinwiddie. Thank you, Ethan, for the phone call. But here's the weird thing about Dinwiddie. They brought Dinwiddie in here to score. To provide punch off the bench.
Yeah, it's been
non-existent. You can't score if you don't shoot.
Yeah, non-existent.
At least he shot last night,
right.
Which he hasn't been doing in the series. But if he sticks around, if Spencer sticks around, he's got to shoot more. I mean, he's out there to score.
Yeah.
Period.
And by the way, he's always been a pretty good scorer.
Right.
He just shrunk.
And to Ethan's point, I'll say it again. McMenamin sent out a tweet last night towards the end of the game, and he said, LeBron and AD combined, 58 points, 20 rebounds. Jokic and Murray combined, 50 points, 15 rebounds.
LeBron, it was everybody else.
LeBron and AD outplayed Jokic and Murray last night. Then he put up other starters. Nuggets, 58 points. Lakers, 9 points. I mean, LeBron and AD did their part in these three games. It's not their fault that we're losing.
I was talking to two of our MCs, Nick and Mark Cates last night in the suite. And both of them said the same thing. They said, can you draw a comparison between this year's Nuggets and Kobe and Shaq? And I thought about it for a second. I thought, well, obviously Jokic and Shaq are completely different players, but both unguardable in their own ways. And Jamal Murray is kind of poor man's Kobe. You can see there's that's kind of there. Do you see
right.
it?
Oh, 100%. I think they're the best 1-2 punch, fourth quarter punch in the league. I think if I said to Michael last night during the game, 5 minutes to go in a tie game, you can have any two teammates right now.
Yep.
You can take Tatum and Brown. You can take Durant and Booker. You can take LeBron and AD. You can take Clay and Steph. You can.
No doubt.
I'm taking Jokic and Murray.
Me too.
I'm taking them ahead of Brown and Tatum.
I am too.
I'm taking them ahead of Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby, anybody you want.
Oh, sure.
I think those two guys are the ultimate closers.
Yeah, and they're the champs on top of everything else. Let's go to Dean. Dean is in Duarte. Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, I'll take it. Dean, you're on 710 ESPN. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Dean.
Very good, Dean.
Hey, all you guys are right. Bergman's right. John's right. Steve is right. All these decisions and things that have happened since 2020 that have gone astray, and they've gone astray because we don't have a qualified GM.
Mm.
That's the problem. And, John, I don't want you to speak because you're in a compromising position. So, John, be quiet.
Yes. Okay, I'm being quiet, Dean.
Dean, I don't – here's the thing, Dean. I believe that a lot of these decisions are being dictated by players. I don't think the Russell Westbrook trade necessarily happens without a signature by LeBron and by AD. So, yes, the front office, but let's be clear, there are a lot of clutch guys on this roster. And I think Rich Paul's got enormous sway over the front office.
Wait, Dean, I'll add this. I know you didn't want me to talk, but this is kind of beside the point you were making. Rob has actually, like, once they were able to cut bait on Westbrook, the job he did last year, were you not happy with that when he went out and kind of rebuilt the team with Hachimura and Vanderbilt and D'Lo in the middle of the season and ran to the Western Conference Finals? I thought Rob had a very good year last year, didn't you?
I thought that we were fortunate in the matchups that we got.
True.
They were flukily our way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was anything that was per se that it was a brainchild of Pelinka's.
Let me say
about what Steve said. Steve, you said about how it was the players that got Vogel out of here and whatnot, and you're exactly right. Remember, LeBron wanted Spoelstra fired in Miami, and the strong GM, Pat Riley, said no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the other thing.
Very, very good
Dean,
point.
Dean, I appreciate you bringing that point up because that's another example of what I was talking about before. In Miami, they wanted they were 9-8. This is the story Dean's telling. They're 9-8, and LeBron went to Pat Riley and said, "Not a championship. Eric Spoelstra's not a championship coach. You got to get him out of here." And Pat Riley said, "Look, Eric Spoelstra's the coach. Get out of my office." And if Genie did that now and said, "Look, Darvin's the coach, get out of my office," I think the fans would all go crazy. That's why Rob is in a difficult spot. He's got to manage this. You got to keep the players happy.
Yeah.
You got to keep the fans happy. You got to keep your owner happy. So it's Dean, I know you're not a fan of Rob's, but I think he's actually done, under the circumstances, a pretty difficult job well. We'll see. We'll see how it all works out.
Dean, I really like the way Dean...
Yeah, he had a great voice.
He has a great voice.
Dean, were you ever in radio?
No, not at all.
You have a voice for it.
Are you talking, like, quietly? Are you, like, at work and talking? It sounds like you maybe...
You have an excellent tone.
Exactly.
Excellent. All right, Dean.
Dean, call again
anytime.
Dean,
thank you. Thank you, Dean.
Very good call.
Very good call.
No, Dean's a smart guy. Cool sounding voice.
Yeah.
Dean. All right, we'll get a break. You want to take line five,
yeah,
right, Bergman?
Take line five.
It's all about line five. Kelvin in L.A. Kelvin, good afternoon.
What's up, fellas?
All's good,
hi,
man.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Yeah, good. It's all right.
How are you?
So look, you guys asked the question of what does Darvin Ham do well?
Yeah,
right?
What does he do well?
That was Greg. Greg asked that question, yeah.
I think this guy is probably top three in the league. He's probably the best. But keeps his damn hands in his pocket too much.
Mm.
He keeps his hands in his pocket too much. He's not an in-game coach.
So those two things are related. If you put your hands in your pockets, it affects the quality of coach that you are. I've never heard that theory, Kelvin.
think so. I never heard of him until I watched Darvin Ham. I call him, his nickname for me is Pocket Ham.
Pocket Ham.
Boy, when you're losing, man, it comes to shots get fired.
You have isolated one of the problems that we have yet to discuss, which is that Darvin Ham keeps his hands in his pocket too much of the time. Pocket Ham.
I think it's Mason's fault for always leaving at halftime.
He is right. No, by the way, I think the Lakers can do this all by themselves. It's not me. It's really not me. Pocket Ham, I like.
Yeah, that was really good. That's why I wanted to take that. And also, when we come back and after John Reed's video.
Oh, are you doing a tease?
I'm going to do a tease.
Okay.
I have a great – Jeremiah Witten did another one.
Another song?
Another song.
Oh,
he's got it for us, and I want to play it for you guys.
Okay.
All right, good.
That's coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, Greg mentioned BB Go. It's the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Keep your freezer stocked with BB Go for a delicious meal. It's Korea's number one food brand. And they're making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavor. Available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BB Go Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
With the 19th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Rams selected Jared Verse, edge rusher, Florida State. I knew they were going defense. I knew it.
His money.
I even said to Les Snead, he's one of the guys on your list, and sure enough, there he was on the board.
Does that vault Mason into the lead in Mythical Money, Greg?
Oh, he's been in lead for quite some time.
Yeah, I own this Mythical Money.
He'll gack it to me like he always does.
No.
I'm the only two-time winner of Mythical
but
Money.
But I will bet big. I'll start throwing around $100,000 mythical dollars.
How come you win in Mythical Money and lose in cut?
Let me see where I am in cut.
You know, Greg, I know you said that as a joke, but I think it's real.
No,
it is real. Whenever we bet Mythical Money, like I've won Mythical Money twice. Whenever I bet like my friends and stuff, I'd lose my ass.
Yeah.
It's like when the money becomes real, it's a different animal.
So yeah. I'll tell you exactly. So on cut, I can tell you exactly what my record is. Pull up your stats, Bergman.
Yep.
So in the NBA, I've got a 27-31 record.
Ooh, that's not terrible.
Major League Baseball.
Of course, if you were the coach of the team, you would demand yourself getting
27-31. Did I lose to Denver in a sweep? Then I would fire myself.
Well, with that record, you probably did.
Major League Baseball, I'm 17-16. And then for whatever reason, the NCAA tournament, I was 21-13 against the spread.
And you didn't know one player.
And I did not know. No, I knew four players on the women's side and nothing
Greg,
on the
Greg, can
men's
I
side.
Take this call in line one or wait, you want to play a song?
No, I'll play a song, but I just want to let you know, I'm 33-21 in NBA.
Nice.
That's very good.
9-5 in baseball.
Yeah.
2-1 in hockey.
Solid.
And then I was 3-5 in college basketball.
Yeah, but that's good. You're doing better than me.
Yeah. Can I play this song from Jeremiah Witten?
So Jeremiah Witten's one of our...
What is the subject of the song? Is it a Ram song?
No. So we've been talking about diss tracks around here a little bit.
Yes.
So he has made a diss track for ESPN LA.
All right, good. Let's hear it.
Okay,
don't get mad. First of all, John's forehead starts at his nose, but it never really stops because it goes and it goes. He's a 1%er now and he knows and it shows. Golf course at Terranea is the place that he goes. Travis Rogers seems nice. He's vanilla as hell. See a person or just AI? I can't really tell. Apologies, I think I
just fell asleep, but maybe it was because I'm listening to Post Game with Sleep. Does Morales even do NYC on the shows? He pops up on Lit Tuesdays and steps on the flows, playing stupid yacht rock songs that nobody knows, but at least he makes fun of Sedano's ridiculous clothes. Cappy's always pushing weird merch aside as a bold. I think he lives for validation from the circle of trolls. Greg hates colors. Hey, we hate you as well. Hope you get trapped in a pistachio shell. Save your best for last, Mace. Keep your clothes on, dog. Nobody wants to see the pictures, buddy. Save it for Juan. I'm done with this track, and I've reached the end. Wonder who will text me saying I lost a friend.
Oh, God, is that good?
How good was that? How good was that?
Just rock
so good.
Turn that around into a promo of some sort.
He got everybody. I love that.
He got everybody. It was great.
Beautiful. Great.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, that is excellent, man.
Way to go, man. He's got great musicality, that's for sure.
Right. That was awesome.
There's a bright spot on a sad Friday.
Let's
like
go
the
to
guy, but he said Darvin Ham keeps his hand in his pockets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. That's let's go to JR in LAX.
Hi, JR.
Hey, JR, what's going on?
Well, John, I kind of agree with you about several things you said regarding Frank Vogel, and you know, and,
love Frank Vogel.
I've heard a different story about the LeBron issue in Miami, though, but it, you know, it's all relative, all kind of in the same vein. But let me ask you guys.
Yes, JR.
With the backcourt that's in place now with the Lakers, what adjustments could Darvin make with that backcourt?
Well, Reeves and Russell are excellent offensively, but defensively they struggle. I'm not so sure they haven't done the best job they can do on Jamal Murray. I mean, Jamal Murray didn't kill us last night like he did in game two.
Right, even if you think of that last shot in game two,
and I'm not sure
AD had him covered.
This is JR's asking a fair question. I'm not sure what adjustments Darvin could make that would have made a difference, but I think what most fans are arguing is you got to try him. You got to try different stuff and see if it works or if it doesn't
right,
work.
If it's not working.
Now, I know he has tried different stuff, but none of it's worked, and so that's where you get. Like, Spoelstra is always doing stuff, but again, I'll say it again. Coaches grow like players grow, and they get better with time. It sounds like most people, and make sure in this
yes.
boat, have decided Darvin Ham is not the guy.
Yes, I've made that decision.
I would argue that, again, LeBron and the Miami Heatles wanted Eric Spoelstra fired, and
right.
Pat Riley said, get out of my office.
Right, He's but staying. I don't think the Lakers have the guy that
the
will say
in,
no to
correct.
LeBron James.
The people in Denver, after two losing seasons, wanted Mike Malone fired, and they said, no, we're going to stick with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Darvin will be a better coach in 2 years than he is now, but that doesn't mean he's the right guy for this job.
Right.
I understand that all your points. What I'm saying is, whatever you decide to do, this hit it and quit it is not
yeah,
the plan.
I know you keep saying that, but people did not want Frank Vogel gone.
Right, but he is gone.
Right, but so we're not.
So,
so fans are not responsible for the clown car.
No,
the Lakers are.
Well, fans aren't responsible for any of it. They can't. They don't make any of these decisions. The Lakers are responsible for all of it. But my argument is that whoever you bring in, you got to give this guy time, whoever it is, to get better. Because they didn't give any of these other guys time to get better.
But
they fired them all. Frank Vogel is one guy. But what about Mike Brown? Mike Brown's the current NBA coach of the year. What about Mike D'Antoni? What about Byron Scott? What about Luke Walton? What about Frank Vogel?
Well,
what about Darvin Ham?
Several of those guys are no longer coaching.
Right. But I'm just saying
that
somebody hired him.
Sure, somebody did hire him.
And then the same people that hire him fire him 2 years
later. You gotta hire the right people and then stick with them.
But they haven't done that.
Correct. They
that's
have not done that. That
that's
is
what
them.
I'm arguing
but
for.
That's on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm arguing
yeah.
for.
Yeah. All right. Let me get one more in here. Let's go to Woody in Linwood. Woody, good afternoon.
Hey,
sorry, hit the totally wrong line. There's Woody in Linwood. Good afternoon.
Hey, Woody.
Good afternoon, fellas. A couple of things. Dr. Buss left a legacy of winning. You have to win now. You have to hire a third star. Get one of the guards from Atlanta. Number two, Darvin Ham is a good number two coach. He is not a good number one coach. There are people that are good number two people, so we need a number one coach. And here is the name, Mark Jackson.
Never happened.
Never happening.
Woody, do some homework on that, about what happened at Golden State and the way it ended. There's a reason Mark's never been hired to coach again. So just, do, I mean, I don't want to throw him under the bus because he's a good guy, and he, I thought he was a good announcer. And I guess he's just starting a podcast now.
He did just start a podcast, yeah, where he's really talking.
If you just Google, why did Mark Jackson get fired by the Warriors, and you can read.
There's stuff
you can,
there.
You can come to your own conclusions.
Yeah, there's stuff there. All right, we'll do one more round of calls. We will do some game of games. And whose game is it today?
It's mine.
How is the game, Bergman? Is it good? Is it good for a Friday?
I can lock it up. I can lock up the month if I win.
Can you? No, I can tie you still on Monday and Tuesday.
You
have six. I have four.
Oh, that's right.
So oh, yeah.
Win,
so
you cannot lock it up. Monday and Tuesday. Yes. And Monday's my game.
Your game.
So, yeah, you're right. I cannot lock it up.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I better win.
No, you lock it up.
Yeah. No, lock it up. No, you. I just watched that.
It's so good.
That movie is so underrated.
It's so good.
By the way, Rachel McAdams is awesome in that movie.
She's great.
She's always awesome.
Yeah. Hey! Lock in! Come on!
All right.
That's what we needed last night. Somebody to yell that.
Yeah. Or this.
If we die, we die! Come on!
Well, you died.
All right, so let me talk to you about the Southern California Hyundai dealers. My friends over there are unbelievable. I drive an Elantra hybrid, which I love. And with next-level tech and safety features, Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class-exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 5 years or 36,000 miles and 10 years of America's best warranty. It is your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is a song called Sunroof. Who does it?
Nikki Yore?
There you go.
I think that's how you say it.
It's that person.
You're right.
That, I love
is
this that, song,
is
though.
Nikki a male or a female?
Dude.
Dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a dude Nikki singing. It's All a right, good
now,
song.
Mace, I'm very excited. You know why?
Can't be the Lakers.
Sort of is. Robert in Long Beach, mm-hmm. on line 9, claims he has the secret to beating Denver.
Well, what's he calling us for? Call over there. Call
well, no, no.
El Segundo.
I have a direct line.
Oh, okay.
Robert, you're on ESPN LA. What is the secret to beating Denver?
There it is, fellas. I got the key.
Okay.
Rocky 4. LeBron needs to go to Denver and train in the Mile High, just like Rocky trained in Russia to beat Drago. We got the Jokic-Drago connection. Let's make it happen, John. Get
I
in
think,
his ear.
Robert, I love this idea.
Carry the log.
I love this idea, and I think LeBron should grab the microphone after the Lakers shocked the world and win on Saturday and say,
if I could change, you could change.
Then we all can change.
We all can change.
And then he goes to Denver and just camps out in the mountains with no cell service.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes in and lights up the Nuggets for 50 on Monday night. What do you think? It's
we
foolproof plan.
Got to get to Monday night, my friend. Got to get to Monday
piece
night.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake.
By the way, one little nugget.
Michael says we only need one win and then we're off and running.
I put the series in the refrigerator, Michael. It's over. I was looking at some mock drafts as the Rams have got all these picks now.
Yeah.
So,
you know, there's still a guy on the board that I would love to see the Rams move up and take. Do you know about this return specialist at Iowa?
No.
Who had 6 non-offensive or defensive touchdowns, like kick return. He's a corner.
Right.
And he had like 2 interceptions return for touchdowns, 2 punts, 2 kickoffs, and he's still on the board. When is the Rams' first pick in the second round?
Number 19.
So wait, so that would be number 33 is the first pick.
So you're
talking number 52 they have?
Yeah, they have number 52 exactly.
Okay. I don't think that guy will still be there.
This guy, the guy that they're, this guy's projecting is Roman Wilson, wide receiver, Michigan. But what's interesting is in the last pick in the third round, he's got the Rams taking Spencer Rattler as a development quarterback for the future.
Have, you might know the answer to this. I don't. Has the, who is the quarterback at Georgia that they took last? Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett.
Has the ship sailed on Stetson Bennett, or is he still in the program, so to speak?
No one has said he's not in the program.
Okay.
Yeah, no one has said you're out.
Because you know who your backup is next year.
Yeah, Jimmy G.
Yeah. He's very good looking, man.
Best looking backup in the league.
I don't know if he can help you win games.
Can't
but
throw.
He's very good looking.
Yeah.
So that's something.
You want to do one? Let's do one more. Oh, wait. Defending Darvin Ham. Let's go.
No, that's impossible.
Yeah, Manuel.
Manuel, I'm the only person around here that's willing to defend Darvin Ham. How dare you?
Yeah, no, man. Like you said, John, we gotta stick to one guy, you know? And I think the success that LeBron had in Miami was because he had to buy into the system. And right here,
he is the system.
Well, no, not really. You know, like the lack of respect from the clutch guys is very apparent to the point that everyone picks it up. So the whole team is buying into this. It's not an environment you want to be in. So like, if we're all in a pool, and I know you peed in the pool, mm-hmm. we're all in your pee. You get what I'm saying? So like, that's the environment AD, LeBron create when they don't listen or they roll their eyes when they're in the huddle or whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Manuel, you may be the first person. Like, I've been saying I wish they would stop changing the coach, but you're saying you would keep Darvin.
I would keep Darvin. I would keep LeBron. I would keep AD, and I'd say, hey, guys, like, you guys got to make it work. You guys are under contract. You guys have a duty not only to the organization, but to your fans. You know, like, we pay that money to see them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
by the way, LeBron is likely not under contract. He's likely to opt out.
Well, yeah, he's Mace, I think we lost. Yeah, I think he is going to opt out.
Yeah.
And then he's going to ask for a new contract from either us or somebody else.
Right.
Hey, before we get to Game of Games, can I do a shameless plug for something?
Yeah, sure.
Did any of the three of you the other night see the end of the Kings hockey game?
No.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so first
what night?
This was two nights ago.
Two nights ago, okay.
All right, so what's today? Friday? This was Wednesday. They play again tonight.
Okay.
On TBS at 7:30, and it's here. It's at Crypto.
Okay.
Okay, the series is tied 1-1, and here's why. On Tuesday night in Edmonton, the Kings went up 2-0, then they went up 3-1, then Edmonton tied at 3-3, the Kings went up 4-3, Edmonton ties it at 4. The Kings goalie is making all these insane saves, and it goes overtime.
Mm.
And they go to the studio show, and all the guys, they say, who's going to get the game-winning goal? And they put up the DraftKings picks.
Right.
Every pick is an Oiler, is an Edmonton guy. And one guy, Henrik Lundqvist, on the panel goes, I think the Kings are going to win. They've never trailed in this game. Sure enough, the overtime starts. And 2 minutes into the overtime, Quinton Byfield passes it off the boards.
Mm-hmm.
And Mace, you could not have... You've never seen a bounce like this.
Yeah.
It hits the board, and Andrei Kopitar is streaking down the ice, and if you would have walked out on the ice and put the puck on his stick, it wouldn't have been better than this. It just hit the board at the exact right angle. He gets a breakaway, and he shoots it right over the goalie's left shoulder for the game-winning goal in overtime, and the whole building goes dead quiet. I think tonight when the Kings take the ice at Crypto, you know, the Kings fans are insane.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to get a 10-minute standing ovation. You talk about how everybody gets standing ovations now.
Yeah,
I think tonight...
Well, that one sounds deserved.
I think especially with the way the Lakers have been, you know, losing, and last night was so disappointing, I think the fans at Crypto tonight are going to be bouncing off the walls. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm having a boys' night with Jack Ireland, and I'm going home and watching the Kings try and beat Edmonton. And so I'm just letting people know that it's out there. Kings, Oilers, series tied at 1, tonight 7:30 on TBS.
I was just looking. They're home on Sunday.
All right, stop looking at it, because thank you very much for talking about that. That's what my game is all about.
It's all about the Kings and Edmonton?
It is all about the Los Angeles Kings.
Okay, well, I only watched the fourth quarter, so
look up nothing.
Period and overtime. So can you make the game about those two, the third period and overtime?
It sounds like Advantage Ireland. He watched the game. I didn't watch that game.
I already made the game. I can't change the game. The game's already been done.
Oh, come on.
The game's already been done. Toyota, please.
By the way, I think I do. We have any tickets for Sunday?
No,
class?
I tried. I couldn't get them.
Oh,
here.
Did you try?
Yeah. Yeah.
For the Kings?
Yeah, for the Kings. Just sweet as full.
Hey,
text Michael Roth.
Oh, that's a good point.
He's a big fan of yours right now.
Yes, he's a great guy. I love Michael Roth. Known him for years.
Hey, and you could come down and go to the Pizza Fest and then go to the hockey game.
Oh, man.
How good of a day is that?
Now you're talking. I'm in for that.
I might do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
My Laker game's at 5:30
tomorrow. We've got a show tomorrow night. Our friend Karen Ballard, who's like a big-time photographer, they're doing a show downtown where they're projecting her photos.
Michael
like
Roth just texted a thumbs up.
On the
up.
Side of a building. Oh, yeah?
There you go.
All right. All right. I'm in. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. I want to remind you guys about the Toyota, Southern California Toyota dealers. They've been in business with the Lakers for 48 years. That's longer than I've been working for the Lakers. Why? Because year after year, Toyota delivers quality, reliability, and the best vehicles on the road right now. Brand new inventory is waiting for you. Choose from an amazing selection of cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs, and EVs. Great deals waiting for you now. All you got to do is see your Southern California Toyota dealers or visit Toyota.com. Toyota, we make it easy.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and DeAndre is joining from the afternoon show. And do we have Shadano checking in, and also from Bennigan's? And
yeah, you do.
Bennigan's?
Bennigan's. What did I call it?
No, I thought
Hennessy.
Hennessy. Sorry,
what's wrong
Bennigan's.
With you?
I used to go to Bennigan's when I was
Bennigan's.
Growing up. Is Bennigan's?
I love Bennigan's
no?
Growing up.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's out of business.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah, it is out of business. Yeah. You're actually right. Bravo to you guys mailing it in on a Friday.
Hey, nice work.
I'm jealous that you guys are able to do that because we can't do that on remote. So I'm super jealous.
When you say mailing it in, what do you mean?
No, I mean, there's a lot less work when you're taking calls. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, we don't normally take calls.
Well, it's F at Friday.
Yeah, it is F at Friday. So
that played into it. All right, wait, Cap, are you playing too?
Hey, Cappy.
Let's play. Nah, I'm just hanging out.
Okay. All right, let's
go. By the way, John.
I'd love to if I'm invited.
John, Cappy and I went to a spot that you'll know well. We had a 2 o'clock breakfast at the Good Stuff here in Hermosa.
So good. Oh.
And now I'm ready for lunch.
I bet you are.
I love that place. There's one of those. There's good stuff's all over the place, but that one is the best
one. El Segundo. Yeah, all over the South Bay.
Yeah, that one's the best one because it's right on the beach. All right, Bergman, what do you got? Yeah.
All right, the Kings are tied with the Edmonton Oilers in the first round of the NHL playoffs, and they play tonight at Crypto, like you said in the last segment. So let's get to know your LA Kings, which I know none of you actually know anything about.
All right. We're deep trouble now.
I know them all.
You know
them all.
Here we go. All right. So, number one, who started the most games in goal for the Kings this year? Was it A, David Riddick, or B, Cam Talbot? Mace?
It goes to me?
Okay. Then you keep the score?
Yeah, I'm keeping
the
score. Yeah. Okay. Mace?
It's obviously Cam Talbot.
Oh, of course, obviously. John?
Cam Talbot.
Okay, Brian?
Riddick.
Sedano?
Talbot's the only one I know, so I'm going to go with Talbot.
DeAndre?
I'm going to go Riddick.
Cap?
Cap is not playing.
Cap is not playing. Okay.
He's up.
So it is Cam Talbot.
Thank you.
All right. So Mason, Ireland, DeAndre there.
Mace, John, and Sedano got that.
Okay.
All right. Number two.
Who
is the head coach of your Los Angeles Kings, John? Is it Todd McClellan or Jim Hiller?
It is obviously, Greg, it is Jim Hiller.
Okay, obviously. Brian?
Jim Hiller, of course.
Sedano?
McClellan.
DeAndre?
McClellan.
Mace.
McClellan.
It was McClellan, but he got fired in January, so it is Jim Hiller.
Oh, wait, that's a trick question.
Head coach is Jim Hiller.
That was the old switcheroo.
Brian, you got that right?
Idiot.
You know what Todd McClellan was famous for?
Mm.
He looked like Soul Patrol.
Soul Patrol.
Yeah. All right, number
for
three.
For those of you that remember.
I thought Jim Hillard was a made-up name that you just added Hillard to, like, Jim Hill or something.
No. Number three, who had the most points this year for the Kings with 75? Was it Adrian Kempe or Kevin Fiala? Brian?
Kempe.
Sedano?
Fiala.
DeAndre?
Kempe.
Mace?
It is Kempe.
And John?
Obviously Kempe.
It is Kempe. That is the right. He had 75. Fiala had 73, though. So Mace, John, Sedano?
Everyone but me.
Oh, everybody.
No, I didn't get it.
DeAndre got it, and Brian got it.
Got it. All right, so John 3, Mace 2, Brian 2, DeAndre 1, Sedano 1. Number four, who was the leading scorer for the Kings with 31 goals? Was it Kevin Fiala or Trevor Moore, Sedano?
Fiala.
DeAndre.
Moore.
Mace.
Fiala.
John.
Fiala.
And Brian.
Trevor Moore.
It was Trevor Moore. Good job.
Oh, so Brian gosh, and, damn it.
And DeAndre got that one.
I was
you got that right, DeAndre?
Brian has tied me for the lead.
Yeah. 3-3-2-2-1.
Okay.
Number five. Here are two names you probably know. Who had more assists on the season? Was it Andre Kopitar or Drew Doughty? DeAndre.
Kopitar.
Mace.
Kopitar.
John.
Doughty.
Brian.
Kopitar.
Sedano.
Kopitar.
Kopitar is the right answer.
Ooh, yeah.
So John lost, and Brian takes the lead.
He does take the lead.
So Brian has four. John has
Mr.
three.
Mr. Hockey
has
over
three.
There.
DeAndre has three. Knows his hockey, apparently.
Yeah, and DeAndre.
Stop the prize picks. Stop the prize picks.
D. Cash money. Let's go.
All right, number six. And it goes back to Mace here. Every team has that enforcer that is in the penalty box a ton.
Yes, they do.
Who had the most penalty minutes for the Kings with 81? Is it Pierre-Luc Dubois?
Marty McSorley.
Yeah. He was that guy. Pierre-Luc Dubois or Andreas Englund?
It's Dubois.
Okay. John?
Dubois.
Brian?
Pierre.
Sedano.
Which one did Brian go with?
He went with Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Yeah, me too.
and DeAndre.
Over up here as well.
You got all got it wrong. Is Andreas Englund.
I knew it.
He had 81 and Pierre-Luc Dubois had 70.
All right, how many are left?
I have two more.
All right, so Brian's got to go first.
I'm done.
No, you're not done yet. You're only two back.
You just have to go opposite of Brian.
You got to go opposite of Brian.
Okay.
All right, number seven. Right. One of the strengths of the Kings this team this year was their penalty kill. Where do they rank in the entire NHL? Was it second or fourth, Brian?
Oh, that's second.
But go to Mace next.
No, fourth.
John.
Fourth.
DeAndre.
I'm going to go with fourth.
And Sedano.
Fourth. Yep.
It is second.
Oh!
So Brian.
Did that
actually,
lock
Brian
it up
wins.
For Brian?
Brian locks it up.
Thank you.
I can do the last one. In
well, just go with
for
the
fun.
Other one just for the heck of it. Yeah.
All right, so number eight. The Kings scored the third most shorthanded goals in the league and the second most shootout goals in the league. Which was more? It was a difference of just one goal.
Yeah.
Is it shorthanded or shootout? Let's go with Mace.
Shorthanded.
John.
Shootout.
Brian.
Shootout.
Sedano.
Shootout.
DeAndre.
Shorthanded.
Shorehanded is the right answer. Okay. DeAndre played very well.
Yeah. What's the tiebreaker?
Yeah. Okay. What was the Kings' average attendance this year? So Mace,
19,700.
All right. Sedano says 19,700. Mace?
I say 18,999.
John?
17,505.
Brian?
18 flat.
18 flat. And DeAndre?
17 flat.
17 flat. It's 17,945. So that's Brian again. Wow. I was
Brian.
Just off by 55.
Wait a minute,
but he went over.
It doesn't matter. It was close. Nice job, Brian.
Nice job.
That's worth two for you, Brian.
Okay.
So how many does Brian have now?
Brian now has four.
All right. So he's right within striking distance.
Damn.
And it's my game on
this
Monday.
This is going to be my
Kings
first
go.
Time in 3 months that I have not contended for the title.
Yeah, you've been much better.
I've been much better. I've had it bad.
All right, so Sedano, how in general did the show go yesterday from Hennessy's?
I thought it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Cappy, if you want to throw this on now, I thought the show went really well. We had
plenty of people here.
We had some fans of the station. Me too. I come here all the time. Tons of fans of the station, and, you know, we had just the Rams were very nice and cordial about just kind of being in their area, which was cool. We went onto the field area yesterday, which was really cool.
Oh, right, they put it on the beach, right?
I would say. Yeah, they have a real field, out there.
Yeah, that's very cool. Do you want to take some calls?
Bang them. Let's bang the calls. Let's go rack. Oh, you know what, Mace?
Rack them.
Let's throw a vine out there.
Oh, yeah. Swing on through. Don't suck.
Can we have a ladies' line?
Ladies' line is
That's a JT the Brick thing. JT the Brick used to do, ladies go to the front of the line.
That was a hacksaw thing.
You tell me, Escondido.
Oh. Right.
So, Cappy,
you owe me money, Southern California.
How would Hacksaw feel today about the Chargers drafting Alt?
Well, I would say we probably will find out on YouTube because we'll probably post a video.
Oh, wow. Is that where we get hacks on now? Is on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Saw post videos on Twitter and on YouTube. And he breaks it down, dude. He breaks it down in a big way. Oh, yeah. You guys would love it.
Now, Cappy, yesterday...
I'll send you guys a couple of videos.
Yesterday, you allowed me to use your room at the East Central Hotel to crash in before the game. I tried to keep it very, very neat. And I think I did a pretty good job, right?
You did a pretty good job. I mean, I will say there... May I... Can I tell you I do have a few questions?
Oh, you're good. Good. Yeah, what are your questions?
Yeah.
All right. So, first of all, when you go to the East Central and you stay in these rooms... They're the biggest hotel rooms you'll ever be in downtown LA.
Really nice.
And the room that we had, room 624,
was the Kobe room.
It's the Mamba room.
Yeah.
It's got the big giant painting of Kobe, which now, by the way, underneath the Nixo sign, they have that mural outside the
Central. Oh, right. Yeah, okay. I saw that.
Now, there are four pillows on the bed.
Correct.
Four pillows. When I got to the room... There were three pillows on the bed and one pillow on the sitting chair.
Correct.
Why the removal of the pillow onto the sitting chair?
I'm being very polite. That's the one I laid on, so I put it over there so you wouldn't accidentally be on the same pillow as me. Nice. I was just being kind and cleanly.
It was very nice of you. Very nice of you. I also noticed that the decorative pillows that are triangular shaped, they're yellow and they're blue. Those were sitting on the floor.
Yeah, decorative pillows are filthy. No one should ever lay on a decorative pillow.
I actually agree with that.
All right. Yeah.
I was protecting you. That was a case of protecting you from the decorative pillows.
Now, in the bathroom,
there's
a small garbage receptacle, garbage can.
Yeah, I threw stuff in there.
In the garbage can, there was a Starbucks cup.
Right, yes.
That had some sort of pink fluid in it.
Yeah, it was the passion tea, yeah.
And a peanut perfect bar.
Yes, that I got at Starbucks because I wanted to get some protein in me because I worked out the night before.
Okay. Now, I love a peanut perfect bar. It's my favorite perfect
bar. It is really good.
Of all the flavors.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the almond butter bar is good, too, but the peanut bar is fantastic.
Peanut bar kills.
Peanut bar is fantastic. So did you, because we've all heard that sometimes, you know, you sit on the toilet while with your computer.
Yes.
Did you sit on the toilet while eating the peanut bar and drinking the Starbucks drink and then just put it in the garbage can?
No, you'll be happy to know that I used the can here, so I wouldn't use the can there, again, being polite.
Look at you, Mace.
Tell you what, man. You're a hell of a roommate.
Yeah.
A hell of a roommate.
Cappy would have absolutely destroyed your bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
He would have gone to town.
People wreck a bathroom in a hotel.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though, George? Yesterday, we had this conversation about who's the a-hole for the people that didn't clean up the Airbnb.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, you guys tell me if this is the right thing to do or not the right thing to do. This morning, I actually had no choice, but I was like, you know what? I got to iron a shirt. Okay.
Right.
I don't even have an iron or an ironing board at my house.
Oh.
But in a hotel at the Central,
room comes
with
one.
So I loaded up the iron with water. I took out the ironing board. I ironed the shirt. And when it was done, I looked at it and I went, now I guess I could leave it there and housekeeping could clean it up and put it back away.
Right.
Or I could just put it away.
Right.
What's the right thing to do?
Put it away.
I disagree. You don't have to put anything away in a hotel room, but you do have to do this, Cappy. It's very important anytime you stay in a hotel room. Do you leave money for the cleaning staff?
Yes. Yes.
You have to do that every time because they're the lowest paid employees at a hotel. They work the most. They work the hardest.
Right.
So you can leave your iron and your ironing board up, unplug it so you don't start a fire, but... Leave them 10, 20 bucks for the effort, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so what I did was I actually felt bad about leaving it, so I emptied the water from the iron. I waited for the iron to cool off.
Right.
I pushed the button on the iron that brings the cable back in, which, by the way, That's a very dangerous maneuver. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you have an iron and you push the button and the cord comes raveling back into it.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful.
Oh, dude, if you're not wearing protective eyewear, you'd be like AD.
No, that's a scary moment right there. Scary moment.
Right?
Yeah.
So I let the iron cool down.
Yeah.
I put the iron back in the closet.
Right.
I close the ironing board.
Yeah.
And I put it in the closet.
Good for you.
And what I always do is I collect all the towels in the room.
Yeah.
And then I put them into one pile in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, I do that. I do that also, the towel pile. Yeah.
Now, John, what is – you say $10 to $20? That's the right number?
Yeah. What I do is –
especially if you're there for
– go ahead, George.
Especially if you're there for multiple days, yeah.
I tip –
well, I was only there overnight, and I had the do not disturb
that's
sign.
That's $10. Just leave ten. Leave him $10 for one night. Yeah, I leave him $10 a night.
$10.
Yeah.
So if I stay there for two or three nights, I'll leave him $20 or $30. And if I'm there for like a playoff series, George, I'll leave him $40.
Yeah.
Can I jump in here for just a second, Cappy?
Shocking.
Let's do some super crosstalk. There they are out at Hennessy's in Redondo Beach. Some Supercross. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Cappy. What were you saying? I know it was important.
Well, it's okay. My tipping's a little off.
Shocking.
$5 in the hotel room, feeling like I'd done a lot of the cleanup. $10 to the valet guy.
Yeah, okay.
And then we're here at Hennessy's right now, and there's a young lady who's going to help us as the day goes on. So when she came over with some waters for everybody, I gave her $10.
Right.
Just to say, like, hey, here's a couple bucks, you know, right now.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be with us all day.
Sure.
So I don't know. I feel like I underestimated the cleaning
you
service.
You definitely undertipped
the
cleaning people, yeah.
Because the valet and the waitress get tipped regularly. A lot of people stiff
the
cleaning crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem.
All right. This is solid information.
Because the valet, and you give him 10 for both in and out just one time?
No, it was 10 on the way out.
Okay, but it's a different guy. See, I think the way you do that is you split 5 and 5.
Oh, really?
Five in, five out.
I felt like with the valet guy, like I specifically told him on the way out today, I was like, yo, can you bring my car up in like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
So I felt like I gave him instructions and therefore needed to tip him.
So you don't tip normally is what you
do? No, I would tip, but I mean, I felt like he did a good job, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you guys, you are right around the corner from a really fun spot in Hermosa.
What spot?
The Comedy and Magic
Club.
Have either one of you ever been to it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, John, funny story. I went there. We had this was years ago when we were doing Sedano and Friends, and Trudell was my guest co-host that day, and we had Arsenio Hall on. And as you know, Arsenio, a huge Lakers fan. And Arsenio left Trudell and I tickets for his show that night, and we went to the Magic and Comedy Club that night. We saw Arsenio, and it was a blast.
Now, guys, Sedano and I have been having this conversation about having a Sedano and Cap comedy night.
You should do it.
Where Sedano has to do, like, 5 minutes of stand-up.
Ooh.
I have to do 5 minutes of stand-up.
Nice.
Right.
And then we both have buddies that are comedians that are, like, they do some sports comedy. They do, obviously, other stuff, but... And I think my guy, Maz Jobrani, who's coming into the studio on Wednesday of next week, I think Maz could headline the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of putting a lot on him already.
I went on a really fun night where they had 20 comedians doing 5 minutes each. And so they just went rapid fire the whole time. And so, Mace, about halfway into it, Alan Havey.
I was just going to say, Alan Havey, I'm going to talk to on Monday. He's doing the podcast. He would be great for your show.
He killed it.
Yeah.
He was one of the funniest. Alan Havey was a guy that Mason and I know from way back, and he was on Mad Men and some other stuff. And then Paul Reiser was one of the 20 people.
Paul's
too.
Great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was really funny.
Well,
Jay Leno's still there every Sunday.
Every Sunday. He made a lifetime commitment to the Comedy and Magic Club, and he shows up every Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That place is really fun. And there's a place about... Let me think. You guys are at the Hermosa Pier. There's a place about 10 blocks towards Manhattan Beach. Sedano, have you ever been to Martha's for breakfast?
Oh, yeah. It's a great breakfast place.
Yeah, that's a killer breakfast place right on the beach down there in between Manhattan and Hermosa.
And I love the Kettle, too. The Kettle is one of my favorite diners in town.
Yeah, and open all night for those people who like to cocktail a little bit.
Are you guys anywhere near the Green Cross?
No,
they're in Torrance.
They're not too far.
No, it's probably like 25 minutes.
Oh, 25 minutes.
Yeah, I may stop there on the way out of here. Right, because go see Chris Ward.
Chris
on the way
has
out
something
tonight
for me, and I need to get it.
Well,
but
Cappy,
I,
if you go pick up Mason's package,
yeah, pick
if
up
you
my,
know what I mean.
Pick up the stuff, will you? The stuff.
When you say pick up his package, and I know what you mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, it's true.
We shared a hotel room last night.
You know, my mom. I'm talking anyway to my mom. I guess it was 2 days ago. I was talking to my mom, and my mom knows that I obviously smoke weed. And so we're having a conversation, and I must have said something stupid, and my mom said to me, are you on drugs right now? She still calls it drugs. Yeah, I've That's had a awesome little bit of the drugs, but I'm fairly clear. Fairly clear.
What does your mom think of Cappy? We know that she thinks Ramona uses a lot of words. Does
she actually
Cappy,
really man? Likes Cappy. She's a big fan,
yeah,
especially
really?
When we
Cappy's
did those.
Very likable.
She,
really?
You know what she did? She likes those combo plates we did where it was you and me, Shadano, or you, me, and Cappy, or me and Cappy. All those shows are really good. I like mixing it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I like trying
so
some different
she doesn't
stuff.
Like John.
No, she,
so she
I mean,
like John.
Honestly, she loves John.
I'm kidding. I'm
loves
kidding.
John.
Like a second son.
Yeah. No, yeah. She's the one that says it's not Mason and Ireland without both Mason and Ireland.
So it's not Mason that's and true. Ireland a lot.
A fair amount of the time during the basketball season.
That is,
exactly.
That is true.
I mean, for a while, it was Mason or Ireland.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, Johnny
exactly.
I, what's the name of the comedy club in Pasadena that the
oh,
Bus
the ice,
Brother
owns?
The Ice House.
The Bus Brothers own, right?
Ice House, sorry, yes.
Ice House.
Yeah, but those comedy, right, they that stand-up is really hard to do, and it's really funny, and those guys at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa are just killing it.
Yeah, and by the way, if you need comics, John, I have so many comic friends, it would be great for your show.
Okay, great.
John, my guy Dave Williamson, who is, you know, a national comic as well, he puts on a really cool show not too far from you in El Segundo, where they do it in, like, this kind of, like, industrial area. And they do, like, hardcore barbecue. Like, he makes actual barbecue.
Excellent. Like, where I'm do I about, sign
like,
up?
Brisket and all this stuff.
How long is he smoking his meat?
It's the first I think it's the first Tuesday of every month or something like that. We should all go.
Okay.
Let's
do that.
It would be a blast.
Well, George, as you Let's may have that. Heard, I might have some more time on my hands relatively soon.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean.
That's true. But
although Michael but maintains it is really, that all we need.
Yeah.
Is don't, one win.
Don't
yeah,
just
right.
one game.
Yeah, just one. Got to take him one at a time.
Well, he looks at, and I looked at him kind of side eye, and he goes, Ireland, it's not that streak's not going to last forever. 0-151 that no team has ever come back from 0-3. I said, you're right, but we may not be alive when it ends. You never know. Yeah. But my
it's
Michael,
not the Lakers' problem. It's the Nuggets.
Yeah, Michael
now,
is hanging on to hope.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, maybe they'd have a chance if D'Angelo wasn't busy eating, you know, the little
eating gummy
gummies
at the end of the
eating.
Bench.
Hey, you're
yeah.
hungry,
bench.
You're hungry. Yeah. You know, come on. Yeah.
Well, there's other issues, too, besides D'Angelo not being part of the bench. You know, there's, like, massive amount of turnovers, total lack of defense. You know, little
I mean,
things.
Cappy,
nothing on the offensive
John
boards. Yeah,
the
all this stuff.
Mace, were you there the whole game?
No.
Of
I left
not.
At halftime,
have
as
you
promised.
Met him? Come on, man.
You know, it's funny. There was a guy last night. His name was Dean. I think you've met him, Cappy. Really big.
Dino.
Big P1 for the station. And he said, I wanted to get your picture now because I know you're leaving at halftime. And it's like, it's well advertised. Well advertised.
Cappy,
are you happy you stayed there,
job.
Cappy?
I mean, I was happy that I stayed. I mean, but we got to the fourth quarter and I looked around at everybody and I went, everybody feeling good? You guys excited? Because everybody. The first half, everybody's like, just please get me to the fourth quarter. Because that everybody knew that's when it was going to really start. But the problem was you were already down big going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you did a good job in our group text of kind of giving us the feeling inside the building.
Oh, yeah. Place was tense.
Yeah.
It was tense in there last night. Seriously. People were like, this is our shot. This is it. Lose this game. Series over. Going to get swept.
Yeah.
And, again, I think everybody thought that by the time you got to the fourth quarter – you'd be in a position to try and close. No one assumed that you'd have to be in a position to try and crawl your way back into the game.
Right.
If you can't close these guys when you're up 20, how are you going to come back when you're down 12?
Yeah.
Breaking news. You ready?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He came to the plate in the first inning. Remember last year, Shohei Ohtani was going to sign with Toronto.
Yep.
And if you ask J.P. Hornstra, he did sign.
He already did
with
sign,
Toronto.
Yes.
So when he came up to bat in the first inning tonight, they're playing in Toronto, he got very loudly booed, and he just hit a moonshot home run to right.
Excellent.
1-0 Dodgers.
Was it off Yusei Kikuchi?
let me see.
Who's is he pitching tonight? That's his buddy.
No, like, it's somebody.
Those
named,
guys are
it's
like
somebody
friends.
Named Bassett.
Oh, Chris Bassett is pitching. His former Met.
Yeah, because Kikuchi is one of their best players, one of their best pitchers, and he is legit friends with Ohtani. That's why I asked.
Okay, so for
he served him up.
This is
a
Shohei's.
No, I don't think so.
This is Shohei's seventh home run of the season, which ties him for the most home runs by a Dodger from guys born in Japan. Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Who's the?
We know the answer to this.
Oh
we
yeah, no,
question
it's Hideki Matsui, right?
No.
It's
played for the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers. It's Dave Roberts.
Yeah. It is
Dave Roberts. That's right.
Dave Roberts has seven, and Hideo Nomo for some reason had four home runs.
Right.
I would have bet against that.
I could not have guessed that. Yeah.
Hey, here's a little nugget I'll throw out there on the way out the door. Roger Goodell, considering adding an 18th game, or they're talking about it.
Of course they are.
His idea would be that the Super Bowl would land on President's Weekend, which would mean Monday is off for everybody.
I don't hate that idea.
No, I think it's a pretty good idea. So we always talk about, have the Super Bowl on a Saturday. Have it on a Sunday when everybody's got Monday off.
Hey, Sedona, did you see the story that the league is going to Amazon?
I did. So ESPN is keeping what they call the A package nationally, according to reports. So that's good news. Because NBC was trying to do like they do with the NHL, which is get like the finals at every other year. And ESPN gave him the stiff arm. So it looks like Turner will get will continue to, because they have the right to match this whatever NBC tries to do to get the B package. And then I still think NBC will carve out a little small something. And then I think and Amazon will have, if I had to guess, Amazon will get Thursdays.
And what will be interesting is I think within 5 years, most sports will be on streaming services.
Including ESPN's. Remember, ESPN is doing one with Fox and Warner Brothers.
Exactly.
Discovery.
Exactly. This summer. Hey, guys, love to hang out all day, but I got to take more calls. I'm going to, while you guys do I'm going to stay here and take more calls.
Yeah, so if you guys want to call Mason and I, and you have our number, call us.
Call us. Yeah. We're talking.
Johnny I, are you going to come here to Hennessy's?
You should stop by, Ireland, on your way home.
If it were any other
night.
Any other night.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Johnny I. have a big boys' night with Jack Ireland. You know what that entails?
Yeah, I hear you.
Islands.
But here's what we'll do. This is
Islands.
To come to one of our remotes.
Yeah.
We either go back to Islands or like Tin Roof Bistro where he can walk.
Okay,
right?
Exactly.
Either one. We'll make that happen.
We'll be getting ready for game number 5 on Monday, right?
Exactly. I'll be live in Denver. why are you laughing?
Oh, real quick. John, quick, before you go, because you did that news you guys mentioned about the Super Bowl. John, the NBA, if they do that, the NBA will have to move the All-Star game. Because it's usually President's Day weekend.
I've heard talk, George, that they may cancel the All-Star game. They're so bad about it. They may do an All-Star weekend still, but the actual game may be out of there. We'll see. It's going to be discussed in league circles. But the NBA All-Star game is a disaster right now. So the All-Star weekend has
Mace,
some funny stuff.
Mace, John and I will be involved in those conversations.
Yeah, I will not.
Mace, you and me
no
will not
one
be.
Will consult
you and me. Will,
yeah, we won't be
You
consulted.
And me will be over here.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll be over here doing our thing.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right. See you Monday.
Where are you guys going?